Chapter 4. The Hyperboost. Are you sure? Twilight Sparkle paced the floor anxiously. The entire town experienced a hyper time boost, except me? The princess shook her head in confusion as she tried to make sense of things. It had to be an effect of the spell she'd been working on, but that was supposed to slow things down.
I can only speak for myself, Applejack replied. But there I was, standing in the orchard, and the feeling came rushing over me. Soon, I was kicking my hooves faster than a grazed jalopy on an ice luge. I couldn't stop, Applejack smirked. Not that I'm complaining, really. All my chores are finished early, I guess.
Rarity nodded in agreement. I experienced the same exact phenomenon. Her almond-shaped eyes were wide with disbelief. It was bizarre, but trust me, one does not want to rush an embroidered bodice. It came out quite wonky. Rarity shook her head. Such a terrible shame. Twilight looked at the others. And you? Did you experience an odd, faster-than-ponily possible sensation in your activities? One that you had no control over, but were aware of?
Oh, yes, Fluttershy replied. Her face contorted into a look of distress. I was flying, and it was the fastest I've ever gone.
She shook her soft pink mane.
It was awful!
Well, I didn't feel a thing,
Rainbow Dash declared. She puffed with pride, raising a sassy eyebrow.
But that's probably because I'm already faster than lightning.
Pinky? Twilight prodded. Anything? Pinkie Pie yawned.
I was taking a nap because I was tired from playing every single game ever in preparation for Ponyville Game Night, and I woke up and I felt like I hadn't slept a wink, even though the clock said I'd had at least 40 winks, which didn't make sense at all. Plus, I'm so sad, Pinky, that I missed something as fun-sounding as Hyper Time Boost!
Her bushy fuchsia mane was springing out in every direction. Her face turned to a big frown.
I guess you could say I'm grumpy!
Every pony gasped.
Okay, that was pretty funny the way you all did that at the same time!
Pinky's frown exploded into a smile. She giggled.
Thanks, ponies! I'm feeling better now!
Phew! Twilight exhaled as she took a seat on her throne. I was beginning to think I'd altered your personality again, with my spellbending in addition to all this odd time stuff. Rarity and Applejack glanced at each other with a shudder, remembering the strange events in which Twilight Sparkle had tried to complete Star Swirl the Bearded spell. She ended up accidentally switching all of her best friend's cutie marks. Rarity still cringed at the thought of the hideous dresses Applejack had tried to sew and the horribly misguided weather patterns she herself had tried to create using Rainbow Dash's true talents. Spellbending is extremely risky work. It takes very advanced magic, and it's unpredictable. Twilight surveyed the mess of papers and books that still littered the table in front of them. I should have done more research on this one first. I just wish I knew what went wrong. She rifled through the papers and bit her lip. Every pony nodded sympathetically, except Starlight, whose mind had already wandered back to her new secret hiding spot. Right, yes. Me too, Starlight chimed in when she noticed the other's eyes on her. Maybe you didn't recite the words slowly enough.
Hold up now. You weren't here working with Twilight, Chicka Cube?
Applejack looked at Starlight a little sideways.
I thought the two of you were busier than a couple of barn rats in a rotten apple heap with all that studying.
Starlight opened her mouth to answer, but before she could, Twilight interrupted.
No, no, it was all my fault. She looked down with a sigh. Starlight was working with me earlier, but we were working for so long that she was exhausted. During the hyperboost, she was in her room taking a nap.
Hey!
Pinky squealed. She put up her hooves in the air, then pointed them at Starlight with a smile.
Nap twins!
Starlight suppressed a chuckle and trotted over to Twilight. Her mentor was visibly upset. If Starlight had learned anything about friendship so far, she knew that right now she was supposed to be offering friendly support or viable solutions.
Don't worry, Twilight, Starlight assured, putting on her best confident smile. Her purple eyes sparkled with sincerity.
I'm ready to hit the spell books again, if you want.
Whatever went wrong, I'm sure all of us can fix it together. Starlight looked around to each of the ponies, and Dragon, at the table. Right, every pony? A murmur of agreement filled the room. Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, Rarity, Rainbow Dash, Applejack, Twilight Sparkle, and Spike always looked after one another, no matter what happened. A look of pride washed over Twilight's face. Thanks, Starlight. That's all I needed to hear. She smiled at her student, even though she still had a very long way to go. Starlight had learned so much about friendship in such a short amount of time. The princess couldn't help but wonder what capabilities she might be able to uncover in Starlight if they had even more minutes in the day together. Twilight glanced down at the scribbles on the scroll. Her new version of Moon Curve's Minutia danced around on the page, taunting her. She knew she ought to just try to solve the hyper-time boost problem and file the spell away for good. But when the sudden thought of Comet Tail's curse came flooding into her mind, even though it was just an old pony's tail, Twilight knew she had to finish what she started or face dangerous consequences.